This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The month-long war between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, is intensifying on the ground in Gaza. As civilian casualties in Gaza mount, U.S. and international leaders are calling for a temporary ceasefire to allow humanitarian aid to enter Gaza. But Israel insists fate of its many hostages must be resolved first. Linda Grantstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
In Israel, the public is focused on the fate of some 240 hostages, including 30 children. Demonstrations in support of the hostages are intensifying, with demands that Israel not agree to a ceasefire or allow humanitarian aid into Gaza until the hostages are freed. Israelis say the hostage kidnappings and brutal murders of 1,400 Israelis, most of them civilians, as well as the rising toll of soldier deaths in the ground invasion of Gaza, have profoundly shaken their sense of security. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Monday Gaza is becoming a, quote, graveyard for children, amplifying demands for a ceasefire in the enclave, where Palestinian health authorities said the death toll from Israeli airstrikes has exceeded 10,000.
The Israel Defense Forces and continued bombardments are hitting civilians, hospitals, refugee camps, mosques, church, and UN facilities, including shelters. No one is safe.
Both Israel and the Hamas militants who control Gaza have rebuffed mounting international pressure for a ceasefire. Israel says hostages taken by Hamas during its rampage in southern Israel on October 7th should be released first. Hamas says it will not free them or stop fighting while Gaza is under assault. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump complained of unfair treatment in a defiant and rambling performance on the witness stand on Monday at his New York civil business fraud trial. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Fireworks on the stand at Donald Trump's civil fraud trial on Monday as the former president's testimony went off the rails in a case that could determine his future as a businessman in New York. Trump attacked both the judge and New York Attorney General Letitia James as he testified, complaining of unfair treatment.
This is really election interference. It's all it is. This trial is ridiculous.
Outside the courtroom, the frontrunner for the Republican nomination in the 2024 election again accused the judge and attorney general of being politically biased against him. James brushed aside Trump's attacks as distractions.
Jillian Kitchener from Reuters. The Palestinian militant group Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, has held about 240 Israelis and citizens from other countries for a month. Now their families are increasing pressure on the Israeli government for their release. VOA's Natasha Mozgovaya reports from their protest encampment in Tel Aviv, Israel.
A crowd in Tel Aviv, Israel, rallying in support of the Israelis and others held hostage by Hamas for a month now, chants in Hebrew, Achshav, Achshav, meaning now, now.
We cannot wait anymore. We are expecting from our politicians to do everything to bring them home now, to pay any price.
Noam Alon, whose girlfriend Inbar Hyman was kidnapped October 7 from the Supernova Music Festival in South Israel, says that after protesting almost daily for the past month, he is sleeping in a tent in front of the Israel Defense Forces headquarters in Tel Aviv, along with other people whose loved ones were abducted to Gaza. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Tel Aviv, Israel.
Google faces an antitrust trial in San Francisco, accusing it of stifling competition. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Epic Games charges in a lawsuit that Google uses bullying and bribes to block competition to its Android app store. The Google Play Store distributes apps for the company's Android software that powers virtually all the world's smartphones that aren't made by Apple. Google countered in its opening statement that because it faces strong competition from Apple and others, it cannot be and is not a monopoly. Epic's allegations against Google mirror those leveled against Apple in a case that went to trial in 2021. I'm Norman Hall.
Aid agencies say heavy rains and flash flooding have killed at least 40 people and displaced tens of thousands in Kenya and Somalia. In Somalia, the government declared an emergency after the extreme weather killed at least 25 people and destroyed homes, roads, and bridges. Emergency and rescue crews were trying to reach an estimated 2,400 residents trapped by floodwaters in southern Somalia. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Stroh.